Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger and Mass.
Little sport dork orgy. So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
Sports and sports and sports.
Oh, yeah.
Sports in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Sports.
Felger and Mass.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, Yabusele misses them both, and that's going to give us our final margin. Jeremy Lin will walk it across half court, and the final seconds will tick off. The Celtics reconvened after the All-Star break with high hopes, but they go 0-for-3 on the road trip and return home with even more questions than they had when it began. They suffer their worst defeat of the year in many ways at the worst possible time. Blown out by the Raptors tonight by a final of 118-95.
Tony Maserati, Big Jim Murray alongside in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Discuss who would like to go first on the Celts.
Maz, why don't you start?
Okay, so look, here's where I am. And again, I don't know any nice way to say this. This team has no sack. They have no sack. None. No balls, no guts, no heart, no sack. Sackless is what they are, this team. They go up there and roll over like that to Toronto. Gutless. That is a gutless team. Now, again, I will issue the disclaimer of now and has been for much of the year. Could it change? Sure, in theory. Do I think it will at this stage? I don't know how you could. Gutless. That was a gutless performance. And I would say at this stage, I have come to accept the reality that it is a gutless team.
And I don't... I mean, there's so many little things you can nitpick with. But overall, my takeaway from last night, this is who they are. The little win streaks, Gordon Hayward looking good before the All-Star break, the little flashes, those are the anomalies. What you saw last night, the quit, the gutlessness that Maz is talking about, the bitching after the game and the subtle little jabs at each other, this is what they are. And you can get on Kyrie Irving for his awful attitude and lack of leadership, which he has in spades. It's getting worse by the game. But I think we need to continue to hammer the coach. Because Brad Stevens looks a little bit more lost by each game recently. He stood and watched this team get run out of the building last night, up and down the floor. 18-0 run during the second quarter. Kyrie's on the bench the entire time. And I know he played the first quarter in its entirety, Maz, but to not call a timeout until the run was at 13-0, and the Celtics go from being up 4 to trailing by 9, I continue to believe that this guy has lost his finger on the pulse of this team as well. They're all complicit. It is a disaster.
I mean, that run, unbelievable.
Right. So along these lines, who do you blame?
I blame the players first for not buying in, for not being selfless. Because look, anytime you were talking about a team, you have to give something up. That's why they call it a team. You have to sacrifice something for the greater good. You have to sacrifice individual goals, selfishness, all of that. You have to sacrifice something for the greater good. That is what being a team is all about. And these guys, the majority of them, don't want to give up something. They don't want to give up anything. I find that to be unfathomable and unconscionable for a professional team that has the kind of talent they do. If you start rattling off...
So let me just stop you there. In the past, they've been a team that sacrificed greatly for each other.
Absolutely.
So why not this year? What has changed? Because that's been in the DNA of this team for years under Brad Stevens. Now they don't have it. Why? What happened?
The young guys detest Kyrie Irving and his presence.
I mean, I think...
And I'm sorry just to stop you. If I were to answer my own question, who do I blame? What do I blame? Listen to me carefully. The Kyrie Irving thing. Kyrie Irving's presence, which isn't...
It's not Kyrie. I understand what you mean.
Okay, so it's on Kyrie, you know, part of it, because he's not someone that people want to follow, obviously. And he's a handful. What a pain in the ass. But it's also the way the players have reacted to him. That whole thing hasn't worked. It hasn't worked, the Kyrie Irving thing. That's the only thing that's different about this team, except Gordon Hayward, who he's a bench player. It should not have changed Gordon Hayward's crappy tentative play and bad ankle should not have changed the DNA of your team. That shouldn't change the DNA of your team. It shouldn't. Something has changed the DNA of your team. And that to me is Kyrie Irving's presence. Not necessarily Kyrie, but certainly part of it. What's changed is it's not just Kyrie, because when he was on the floor in the beginning of last year, you were great. It is this thing of Kyrie Irving 1 foot out the door and going totally in for himself. That hasn't reflected well on him. No one else can handle it, and that's what's brought you down.
Yes. I mean, at the end of the day, that's it in a nutshell. And that's how I would have phrased it, is the Kyrie Irving presence.
The thing.
Yeah, the presence of Irving. And again, but I do put a lot of that, not all of it, because again, to me, there's plenty of blame to go around. I put a lot of that on the young guys too, because in Kyrie's absence, I think they got an inflated sense of who they are.
Agreed.
And I don't exclude Jason Tatum from that either. It's easy to exclude Tatum because he and Kyrie are buddies and the whole Duke thing, and we like Tatum better as a player than we like Brown. Okay, it's easy to do that. But Tatum, last night with that tech, bitching at the referees? Dude, who do you think you are? It's your second year in the league.
He does it after every drive to the basket.
He's done it since he's come into the league. It's his most annoying attribute.
It really is. And it's gotten worse. So this is one of those things like, it's your second year in the league. Shut the hell up. Just get your ass back on defense and shut up. So I look at them across the board. I can't stand any of them. Really, I go across. So who do you like in that team right now? Marcus Smart shoots too much. Marcus Morris is all over the place and isn't as good as he thinks he is. Jaylen Brown doesn't pass and shoots his mouth off too much. Tatum thinks he's been in the league 8 years. Kyrie's an egomaniac that no one wants to follow. The one guy I could probably leave out of this is Horford.
Horford. Yes. Yeah. He's the same.
Horford.
Steady Eddie.
Hayward? Holy crap, did he suck last night. How about some of those threes? They weren't even close.
Brutal.
They weren't even close.
So it's the Kyrie, it's not just the Kyrie Irving presence, because the first half of last year before he got hurt, you were fine. It was still the same DNA. It's changed. It's changed this year, and it's changed most dramatically, I think, since the whole business of Ask Me July 1, and he's gone. And he's been acting for himself. I mean, the whole thing of going to the All-Star game was just wretched. Wretched optics. And how have they responded? What's been the fallout? They all hate each other. So I think that's been the thing. So blaming him, but, you know, I mean, the young kids should be able to fall in line and do their part as well, but they can't handle it. So to me, that's the dynamic that's changed, and I don't know how that changes from here to the end. I told you, it could go one of two ways here. You pick up wins there at Milwaukee and or Toronto, you start to build something. They have the talent to beat anyone in the East, and they show it to themselves, and you start to get some traction and put all this crap behind you and start talking about the wins versus the infighting, and it can all turn. Instead, they go 0-3.
And they flat out quit last night.
And the final two are jokes. The third, they quit. If you're watching NBC Sports Boston, just a couple of videos here. Can you show the
Siakam.
This play, this Siakam dunk.
This was the lowest moment of the night in a night of low moments.
I want you to watch down. Gordon Hayward and especially Kyrie Irving as they're coming down the floor trailing, and not even Irving on Siakam. Irving was back there. Watch Irving run to the corner away from Siakam. Watch Gordon Hayward run away. Watch that. Did you watch Kyrie Irving on that?
Yeah.
And now I'm not expecting for Kyrie Irving to go up and, you know, contest this dunk. First of all, Time Lord right off his gut. Right down. Watch Kyrie. Did you see what Kyrie did on that play? Like, not even just to stand there. Watch Kyrie, and Gordon Hayward did it too. Not as dramatic. Kyrie, that's a joke, dude. But Hayward did the same thing. That is a team that has absolutely quit. And those are two of your highest priced guys right there. That is disgusting.
Do you realize they've lost 5 games in a row with Kyrie Irving in the lineup?
You know, I don't want to start that debate, but
they gave up 8 dunks last night.
The Kyrie Irving thing has ground this team to a halt. It's grounded to a halt. It just has. So here's the second piece of video. They all hate each other. They hate Jaylen Brown. They got issues with Jaylen Brown, man. Now here's, was it the end of the second quarter? Jaylen Brown coming on the break.
Yeah,
he's got Marcus Smart.
Beginning of the second quarter.
It was the beginning of the second, yeah.
Wide open. Look at Marcus Smart. Immediately, Marcus Smart and Marcus Morris start screaming at him. He's coming down on the break. He loses the handle going into the lane as he does. His handle still sucks. Loses the handle, takes a charge, and there's Marcus Smart standing. Look at Marcus Smart screaming at him immediately. Marcus Morris immediately. And then in the timeout, Smart tries to go to Brown to talk to him. Who's the assistant coach?
Jay Larranaga.
He gets in there, tries to separate him. Then they have this talk where it's like Smart's in his face, grabbing him by the midsection. Brown's like, dude, get out of my face. Or like, what? Like, they're a mess. They're a mess.
Oh, totally. Look, and again, see, now I think on that play, if we're talking about that play, Brown made a mistake. Okay, like, dude, you get the guy wide open in the corner for the three. That's your offense. What are you doing?
And Brown won't even make eye contact with him here in this, too. Looking at
and
this
now Horford comes in like, guys, like, oh, the whole thing. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So he just and he doesn't want to hear it. So which is consistent with what you know. This guy acts like he's been in the league for however many years and has already won his rings. When the reality is, and I say this to him, Rozier, Tatum, you haven't won anything yet. You haven't won anything. You're not as good as you think you are. So, it's infuriating to watch them.
And his teammates clearly feel this. I don't know if they feel that he's too entitled, but boy. Brown has one screw up, and they are all up in his face.
Because they were starting to lose control of the game there. If I remember right, it was 41-34. Remember, they were up 34-30.
I think it's a Jaylen Brown thing. I think they're all ganging up against him.
So there's no question. I'm just saying that I think if they're up seven, that play doesn't. You know, they were starting to lose control of the game, and then he made a Jaylen Brown play because he doesn't pass. Ever.
Oh, well, we give you the advanced metrics on that. He passes less than any player on the team by far. By far.
I mean, so the ball goes to him, and it's almost the shot's going up or he's going to the basket. And maybe the other guys on the team are tired of it, along with the know-it-all attitude. Like, all of that. I look at them, I find them to be so unlikable. Again, in the athletic context, they are disgraceful. They are bordering on like the 2009 Patriots or the 2011 Red Sox.
Glad you mentioned it. Gary Washburn said that today in the Globe. Washburn's great after a loss. Said it was embarrassing last night. He said this team is turning more uncomfortable by the day, similar to that 2011 Chicken and Beer Sox team that melted in September and completely missed the playoffs. It's a good comp. Super talented team, all there in front of them, and they're a mess.
Credit frequent caller Cameron Taunton. He said that like a month and a half ago.
It's a good one. Brad Stevens said this team's taking shortcuts. When asked about that assessment, Marcus Morris responded with next question. He says, so the Celtics want to take the road of their 2010 forefathers and click the switch during the playoffs. That team, 2010, reached the NBA Finals as the four seed. Lost in Game 7 in L.A. The only difference is that that team had most of the core from 08 still intact and a coach who knew how to handle those big personalities and motivate them for that run. Ooh.
Yeah, and there weren't individual agendas like you see night to night so far.
There were some. They all hated Rondo and Rondo. You know, there was all that crap. There
Stevens is part of the problem, though. He can't keep them together.
Washburn points out a coach who knew how to handle those big personalities and motivate them for that run. That's a shot at Stevens, but Washburn recognizes it, immediately says, not to say Stevens isn't capable of that. But something is seriously wrong, he writes. It's rather pathetic to watch an NBA team slated to reach the finals play more than 20 minutes last night in garbage time, but these are your Celtics. He says the Celtics have two choices, accept who they are and just play out the string, knowing their season could be over by the end of April, or really soul search and solve this problem. So far, it seems like the Celtics are content to live out the former, meaning play out the string. And I said this before the All-Star break as well. The problem is, if you lose some of these games, whatever buy-in you might have gotten from winning goes the other way, and Kyrie's out the door. I mean, right, you've got to convince him to stay. He's got to be convinced that this is a place he can win. How's that working out? So with every loss, he gets one foot more out the door, acts more selfishly, more in his interest. The more he alienates his teammates, it spirals down like that to the point where it's just, see you later.
Mike, the president of basketball operations was in the locker room after the game huddling with Kyrie, and they were whispering to each other.
Yes, that's correct.
I mean, if that doesn't tell you the level of despair that is going on in there, then I don't know what does. They are a freaking mess.
Celtics issues. Your thoughts right after this.
Younger Naz, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline. MA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Felger and Mass.
Wow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Same old, same old. I thought that obviously we struggled to score in those stretches, and then that bled into transition defense, bled into our defense. I thought we were all over the place defensively tonight. And when I say all over the place, I mean we were taking a lot of shortcuts, and that hurt us. The reality is that we're taking a lot of shortcuts and not being as solid as we have been in the past in the last two games. I thought we were really good against Milwaukee, so it's not like we don't know what we need to do, but we just, for whatever reason, and have taken too many shortcuts. And you know, you can't do that against any team. And certainly tonight, they exposed us and played great.
Brett, have you thought you guys were taking shortcuts these past couple of games? Is that something you've seen? And if so, what can you guys do to fix this issue?
Nice question.
Brett talked about just defensively, guys been taking shortcuts. So do you see that, and how do you guys fix things like that at this point of the season, do you feel like?
I don't know, it's up to Brett.
Oh, goody. And do they hate their coach on top of it, Murray?
Yeah, it feels that way. I mean, is this now, how many times, I've lost count, that we've had these type of post-game press conferences between the coach and the players where it's snippy and we've lost fill in the blank in terms of energy, defense, something being wrong. It feels like it happens all the time now.
So, and how
disjointed, gutless. Now they quit.
Okay,
Murray's right. I mean, it's at some point you just get tired of talking.
Do the players have a case against the coach? I mean, why would Marcus Morris say next question? Like, I mean, a healthy team. The answer there is, coach is right. We need to dig in more on that side of the floor. We're getting killed. The right answer is, coach is right. We're taking short. I mean, the defense last night was a freaking joke.
Oh yeah, it was embarrassment. Yeah.
And one guy says next question. The other one says go ask Brad. It's up to him. What?
Look, so
wait, Kyrie running from, help me again?
Pascal Siakam.
Siakam. Him running away from Siakam is Brad Stevens' fault. Go ask Brad. He's the one that's going to fix it. Or next question?
Well, you know,
it's a bad sign when this happens. A bad sign.
Don't take this as me trying to make an excuse for anyone saying that, like Morris or, you know, anyone after the game, but for most of that night, at least early, it looked like Irving was getting Siakam. That was his defensive assignment. He has no business being on him. So maybe they're pissed at the coach that's the way it's lining up.
Well,
you know?
Switching on. They're getting a switch on there. So I missed the early part of the game.
No, so look, I think it's a bad sign when it happens. Now, do I think they hate Stevens? I don't. I don't think he's a guy you could hate. Like, I just don't think he does it that way. But it could be as simple as them saying, I'm done talking. I'm done coaching this team. Go ask the coach. I don't want you coming to me anymore. I'm done. It could be that. But honestly, when you have a team that has the level of dysfunction that this one does, it spreads. It spreads. So you look at it, well, the coach isn't doing anything either. Go ask him.
Okay, folks, your thoughts. Tom in traffic. What do you got, Tommy?
Chemistry and talent. How many times have we talked about that? Not talent. Chemistry and leadership. All season. Where does that start? Danny Ainge has not constructed a better team in a decade and a half. It's not on him. Brad Stevens, can he change the lineups? Can he stop the bleeding with timeouts? Sure. But this is the NBA, not the NFL. All right, it's about the players on the court and the players that have the talent. Who has that? Kyrie. Who's an amazing player? Kyrie. Who's not a leader? Kyrie. He's not a leader for this team. You want to be LeBron 2.0? Do it somewhere else. Stop talking to the media. Talk to your teammates or get out of here.
So I feel you with that, Tom. The thing is, it wasn't this bad last year with Kyrie. So you've got to appreciate this whole nother dynamic with one foot out the door. Are you even going to be here next year, dude? And you're telling us what to do?
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie, you missed the last two games before the All-Star break. Then you played in the All-Star game. You're going to sit here and tell me what to do? When you're just doing whatever's in your best interest?
Yeah, I also don't eliminate...
Even if he was a good leader, why would anyone follow that?
No, they wouldn't. He's not a good leader. I mean, that part is... I'm saying
it's also his circumstance.
Sure it is.
He's probably going to bail on the team.
But I also think the last time that he played last year, these guys weren't as accomplished. Right? Like, he wasn't there for the playoff run.
I see. So they've changed as well.
Definitely. I think so. Yeah. Yes, I think that thing has emboldened them. I think all of a sudden that, you know, the scary Terry thing and all of it.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, and I think that they all changed at the end of the year, and he came back and it was a different group and he expected something different. He thought he was going to pick up right where they left off, and they didn't, and I'm not saying he's right. I'm saying the whole thing across the board.
It is stunning because chemistry, leadership, character, if there's any sport where those things mean very little, it's basketball. That is the one sport where talent wins out, and this, they're not doing it.
Which tells you how bad it is.
Which tells you how bad it is or just how unusual it is, and... what makes it such a story? Like, the NBA, it's just, who's got the best players? Roll out the balls. And if somehow you break through that, if somehow your problems are so bad that the talent doesn't matter, like, wow, what's going on there?
I mean, the fracture in this team is huge. It's huge.
Andrew in the car. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, it has to start with the coach, guys. Players play a huge, huge part in it, 100%. But it has to start with the coach. He has to get them going. The NBA is inherently an egotistical league. Every player is going to want the ball and score. It has to be the coach that gets them going. Look how Doc Stevens did it. You know,
Doc Rivers. So I'll stop you there. It's not even about basketball, right? It's not even the on the floor thing. We can quibble with the rotations and playing this guy too much and slow to the two. Too many guys, too big of a rotation, should be sitting Marcus Morris, should be playing blah, blah, blah.
Those are valid, but the bigger thing is massaging the egos and getting these guys to play together as a team.
Getting their guys in their place. This is what you are, accept the role or you're out. This is what you are, accept the role or you're buried. You know, this is your role, accept it or, and that's the job of the coach, right?
Absolutely. And look, I think it's the combination of the coach and star player. Like, I think that relationship has to be sound because then all of a sudden everybody knows. So it tells me here there's something wrong there. I
think there's problems there.
I do. I think that Stevens has probably compromised his system for Kyrie and that the other players look at it and probably resent it. And Stevens wants to keep everybody happy, and that's a problem too. Now look, all I can compare it to is the last time they won a championship. And I think Doc and Garnett were on the same page. And as a result, what everyone else thought didn't matter. Not like because those, you had to answer to those two. On this team, I couldn't tell you who the hell leads. I have no idea.
Josh in New Hampshire for Maz. Go ahead.
Yeah, Maz, I got a question for you. You keep saying Kyrie's worth the trouble, but you keep saying he's not a leader. He can't take over a game. He's not good to his teammates. So what makes him worth it?
Okay, I never said he couldn't take over a game. I said he can't control a game on the defensive end. Offensively, he can take over a game. There's no gray area about that. He's not a leader. You have to find someone who can run the room and who can establish the culture. Kyrie's not going to do that. So there's got to be someone else there that can. I don't know how you fix
that. That's a tall order. I don't know how Anthony Davis changes that. He's younger than Kyrie, and what has he got?
He doesn't change it. He doesn't.
He's just another young kid who can actually play, but... who hasn't done anything.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say is I think he would defer to Kyrie because he doesn't have the success that these other guys did.
But there's a real relationship already established between those two guys. They respect each other. You know, this is the biggest problem, I think, on Kyrie's behalf. I don't think he respects these guys and that they got too big of egos too fast because they accomplished as much as they did last year without him. And then on their end, I'm talking about like Jaylen Brown, Terry Rozier, they're holding it against him saying, we got to within a game of the finals without your ass, and they've never been able to see eye to eye since. That thing's not going to get fixed.
Continue with your thoughts after Murray's update.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
B.O.B. Boob. Oh, my God. Isn't that Bob?
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Rozier has to steal. Lead for Jalen up the right side. Switches to the left-hand dribble. Fumbles it in the paint. Runs over his man. Offensive foul.
Uh-oh. Marcus is screaming right now. A.J. Brown then about not passing the ball.
Good charge taken by Lowry. Jalen thought he could get there, but Kyle Lowry was back.
Ooh. Those two guys chewing each other out.
They are. Which can be a bad thing, but it can also be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all context.
Well, what you're watching right now is that two guys right now, and they have Marcus right now, and Jaylen Brown. It's what I love about talking about something that happened. Both these guys going back and forth, and Al is right there. I love this. This is what good teammates do. You can squabble, but you cannot let the opposing side see exactly what's happening in your hand.
It's Grandy Max here on the Celtics Radio Network. 98.5 The Sports Hub, 105.7. A couple of team broadcasters there trying to walk the line. Ooh, those guys on our team yelling at each other who hate each other, who are in each other's face. But that could be a good thing.
Context is king, Felger.
The context is king.
Well, see, and that thing at the end, what Max wanted to say there, you know, it's okay to talk things out, but you can't let the other guy see that you're infighting, which is what they're doing.
On the court.
Don't unravel in front of the opposition.
Exactly.
Idiots.
And this is what they're doing. They are unraveling in front of the other team, smells it. They look at him and go, look at these guys. They're fighting each other. How are they going to stop us? Look, there's nobody in the paint. Go dunk it. Like, that's what it is. And so Smart was asked about this after the game. These comments appeared on ESPN.com. I haven't seen them anywhere else, so I don't know if there's audio. But Smart was asked what the common elements are in the problems that they're having. What are the main ingredients to these collapses? Smart says, not being together. And that's it. We're just not together. Plain and simple, that's it. Because if we were together, that wouldn't happen. We're all talking and linking up, but like I said, it's something we're going through and it's something we're going to have to continue to work at and figure it out. But we're not together. That's it. Plain and simple, that's it. Now, we sit here on the outside and say that, and you almost expect on the inside they would offer you something a little bit more complex. You know, tell us something that we can't see. Give us some sort of excuse. Uh-uh. Marcus Smart's basically telling us, no, what you see is pretty much what it is.
God.
We get our heads wedged between our cheeks. We're not playing together. We don't pull from one another. We can't stand each other. I this is unbelievable. What a poop show this team is. They really are. For the level of talent they have, they are athletically a disgrace. They are.
Back to your phones. Melvin in Roxbury. Go ahead, Melvin.
Yeah. First of all, before y'all start yelling at me, because I just want y'all to know I love y'all, but I got to give y'all some constructive criticism. Right. I don't know why y'all keep blaming Kyrie for everything. Last year when Kyrie came, everybody was so happy, Kyrie. We lost like the first two games, and then we went like 16-2. Everybody was happy. Kyrie gets hurt. Jaylen Brown, Terry Rozier, yeah, they all stepped up. But my whole point is this. It's not Kyrie's fault that he got hurt. Now, these dudes don't want to play. If you all notice, Kyrie's been passing more than he ever passed in Cleveland. These dudes don't want to play. It's like, now, Kyrie's here. We made it to the conference finals without him. Oh, we don't need him. But you do need him. My whole point is this. Jaylen Brown is the only one who has a legit reason to be upset. Because there's no reason Brad Stevens should be playing Gordon Hayward over that man. Like, it's no reason. Jaylen Brown deserves to be starting. He deserves way more run than Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward shouldn't even be on the floor the last 10 minutes of the game. He shouldn't even get in the game in the fourth quarter. But I understand that Brad Stevens' boy, so he puts him in the game. But he got to give up on him, man. That's it. Not. Okay,
Melvin, I'm going to stop you there in a minute. You gave us a lot there.
I agree with a lot of that.
Can follow up?
Well, in terms of right now, if you're a player like Brown, and even though I think he has to get his ego in check, especially when it comes to him and Kyrie and that dynamic, he at least gives max effort. And it seems with this inconsistency with Gordon Hayward and some of these nights like last night where he's fallen all over the floor and he's a defensive liability, he's still getting more minutes when you have Jaylen Brown continue to be in Brad Stevens' doghouse. And I'll go back to last week's game in Milwaukee, too, that he only got 24 minutes, and he was arguably the best player for the Celtics that night. Like, Stevens has to get over it, whatever that thing is. So I can understand where Brown's maybe not as dialed in as he probably should be because...
But Murray, what if the teammates don't want him on the floor? It's pretty clear how Marcus Morris feels about Jaylen Brown. And probably Kyrie feels about Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart feels about Jaylen Brown.
So then it's unfixable. Because you could even take Morris out right now with the way he's been playing, and Brown should play over him.
So what? You know what? I told you yesterday I'd put Brown in and take Morris out. I changed my mind. I'm going back.
But the coach is complicit.
No, I'm not kidding, and I'll tell you why. Because last night in the first quarter, I thought they played pretty well. The ball moved. You know, Kyrie was passing the ball in the first quarter last night. They shared the ball. Offensively, they were good. Defensively, still needs work. Don't get me wrong. But I thought they played a good first quarter last night. And the only other stretch where I saw the ball moving was at the beginning of the third when they came out right after halftime. It moved a few times. And they got a couple of good looks. And so I feel like when the veterans are on the floor, the ball moves better than when Jaylen Brown's on the floor. To me, it did last night.
Melvin also said that Gordon Hayward is the real problem. Jerry on Cape Cod, do you agree?
You know, Mike, you were headed in that direction when you were breaking down the elements of the downfall and what's going on, but you stopped and didn't mention Hayward.
No, I sure did. So Hayward has sucked. There's no question about it. But how does he impact the DNA of the team, Jerry?
Because he's in the game when others are looking to get minutes. He's the one that's causing the trauma because they want those minutes. He hasn't earned them.
That's fair. You're right. Maybe the Gordon Hayward thing is also a factor. That's fair, Jerry.
Yeah, my theory on when you have Stevens say what he said after last night's game, and then they go to Morris, and they go to Marcus Smart and other players, and they're like, I don't know, go ask coach. I think that that's frustration based on Gordon Hayward getting the minutes that he gets. Because they look at this guy and say, he's a liability. I should be playing more, but he's going to keep playing Fortnite, boy, because that's his guy.
I just don't blame Stevens. The owner shelled out $30 million a year. Danny Ainge made his biggest free agent splash ever on this guy. The whole organization is invested on Gordon Hayward playing and giving them return on their investment. Everyone wants him to play. So, I mean, if Ainge and Wick said, bench this guy, he's killing us, Stevens would do it. I mean, if the whole organization groupthink was, we're going to, you know, he doesn't have it, he ain't worth playing, bury him at the end of the bench, they would all do it. They would do it. To me, it goes beyond Stevens. Stevens clearly is his guy, wants him to play, blah, blah, blah. But you don't think Ainge wants him to play too?
No, Hayward's a tough one because A, they've invested in it, and B, if he gets to his ceiling, they'll be better for it.
Yes.
So you got to let him sort of fight through some of it. That's a tough one.
I mean, that's their guy.
Yeah.
That's all their guys. It's not just Stevens' guy. It's all their guys.
I mean, I'm starting to wonder. I don't know what the right answer is. Part of me thinks he should put Hayward in the starting lineup and take Morris out, like, or Smart out. But if you do that, you'll be a complete liability defensively. If you take Smart out of there and put Hayward in, you think they were bad defensively last night? They give up 160 if that happens.
Meanwhile, Coach Stevens there, Opie, said a bad word. Want to know what it sounded like in the Stevens household when he got home last night after saying the bad word?
Oh, my God, this is hysterical.
We have exclusive audio of what it sounded like in the Stevens home last night after Stevens was caught saying a bad word. You don't want to miss this right after these words.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
If you get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Filger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, everybody saw it. Who cares?
Oh, my.
Whoa.
Oh, my.
Sorry to any children who are listening right now.
Who cares?
That's, you know, I can't even imagine what he said to the guys after that one.
Mm.
Like, just, oh, well, gee willikers, fellas, what are we doing out here? We can't even throw an old peach basket out there. What are we doing? Who are we playing? Gee darn it. And then when he actually drops an F-bomb that, like, what does he say? Oh, sorry, fellas. Got away from me out there, guys. Gee willikers, I don't know. You guys just got me all hot under the collar and all roughed up out there. Referees don't have my back. You guys are letting me down. Gee willikers, what are we doing out here?
That's our friend and yours, the Dark Knight, the sports buzzard himself, Adam Jones, who, if you don't get a chance to listen at night, has a little thing for Brad Stevens, thinks he's a little too nice, a little too aw shucks Indiana boy. It's the gee willikers. So he gets all over Brad Stevens for the gee willikers sort of thing. And so this was a prime opportunity for Jones to do his thing. Again, I told you, what did it sound like in the Stevens household? When Stevens walked into the door?
This is priceless.
Well, here it is.
Mrs. Stevens is waiting for him.
Yeah.
Just when he walks in the door, like, the lights are out. Dinner's on the table. It's cold.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks in. He just knows.
Burned all the way down.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Brad just knows. He's, like, ashamed of himself. He's been beating himself up on the flight back the whole time. And he's like, and he's got a game tomorrow. And he's like, she's in her robe and slippies. Curlers in the hair. Mrs. Stevens just sitting there tapping her feet. Because she's hopping mad now.
Yeah.
She's hopping mad at Brad. And next thing you know, he walks in the door. And it says, don't even start. Gee willikers, don't even start with me. I know. You think I don't know? You think I don't know? I'm ashamed of myself. I don't even want to look myself in the mirror. I hate myself right now. Gee willikers, what's going on with me? I don't even know myself anymore. I know. Right upstairs to the soap. Okay, fine, you're right, I deserve it.
She tosses him the soap, points to the bathroom, no words. Brad knows. He knows what he did.
Oh, gee willikers, not the soap again, no! No, not the soap again, no! 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 Oh, okay, you're right, gee willikers, I don't even know who I am anymore. I can't look. No, don't play it! She's got it for him on DVR. Now, Brad, I'm going to make you watch it. No, oh, gee willikers, no! No! I hope he apologizes when he opens up his press conference tomorrow. Or I at least hope he apologizes to the players after the game.
Too prime an opportunity there for the buzzard.
Oh, my gosh. I was listening to it on the drive-in. I almost drove off the road. I was laughing so loud.
I think he actually had the sound of gee willikers getting the soap in the mouth.
Oh, yeah. No. He did a full reenactment of the washing of the mouth out with the soap. Yeah. You got it, Jimmy?
I know I sort of sprung it on you. Do you? Do you have just the... No, the thing I told you when we came back? No? But anyway, so...
We'll find it for you.
Yeah, so there's a snippet. Anyway.
But you know what? The coach is part of the issue here. Because you know what? Stevens wasn't ready for this. He wasn't. His experience in Boston here up until now has generally been a pretty smooth run with very little expectations and overachievement. That's what it's been. It's been a nice trip. And look, I think the guy's a good coach. I think he's got tremendous humility, and I think he's got the right personality for the most part to function in an NBA locker room. But at some point, you have to be able to look at your players and say, this is how we're going to do it. And if you guys don't like it, well, I don't know what to tell you. Too bad.
Also, he's got to start picking and choosing. You know, you to the bench, shut up.
Correct.
You get the ball. You know, and if you don't like it, then that's just the way it's going to be. And if you're going to pout, then you're out. I'm going to put you further on the bench. And he's got to pick and choose.
Correct.
Jaylen Brown or Marcus Morris or Marcus Smart or Terry. Like, you just got to choose and ride with the guys that he thinks can do it and define the roles. Because the players, left to their own devices, can't define it themselves.
No.
It's obvious.
No, and I'll tell you, which actually brings us to tonight a little bit, because Terry Rozier, you said, is not playing Murray, right?
He's questionable.
Okay. Did you smell a rat on that one?
Yes, because he has been absolute garbage lately. He has been so bad. And they put him in the game, and the game, it goes south right away.
But he was all over the place in the fourth quarter last night.
Yeah, exactly.
So when did the knee happen? getting on the plane?
Good question. That one smells like a rat to me. That one is, you know what? We're going to come up with a phantom injury. We're keeping you out tonight. It's two games in a row. Like, they again, the first quarter, say what you want, they looked pretty good. In the first quarter, I watched the game and I said, this can be a good game. It looks like they both showed up. And then in the second quarter, Kyrie went to the bench and Rozier got in there, and the game snowballed in the other direction, and they could not stop it. They could not. They couldn't get a big bucket. They couldn't get a stop on the defensive end. Nothing. They could get nothing. And Rozier dribbling the ball for no particular reason. Killing the shot clock. The whole thing. I watch him. Oh, my God, is he awful right now. Get him out of there. And if the way you got to do it is to come up with a phantom injury, then do it. Get him off the floor.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
No, I promise. I'm sorry, Jim Willikers. What do you? I'll never do it again. I'll never say it again. I'm sorry. Oh, God. I don't know. It got the best of me. I don't even know who I am anymore. Kyrie's driving me nuts. Jason Tatum won't listen to me. Jim Willikers, what's going on out here?
The G. Willikers thing.
Oh, it's so great.
A little too much.
Absolutely.
Mark in Rhode Island.
Thoughts, I'm sorry.
Thoughts on Brad Stevens and his potty mouth? Go ahead.
Hey guys, just going to throw this thought out there and see what you think. You think the fact that last year that he didn't get one vote for Coach of the Year, do you think that's kind of undermined him with his players?
No.
I'll listen to your comments.
Oh, 0.0. Do you think the players even understand the Coach of the Year voting?
No. They probably didn't even know he was up for it.
Like, whatever.
No, but it... No, look, I do think, though, there was something to... Do you remember a couple of years ago when there were comments from anonymous coaches or executives around the league about Stevens getting a little too much credit and a little too much love?
Well, my God, around here, what happened to the Brad bots?
That robot is all rusted over now.
You made me convert last year after game three in Philadelphia, second round.
I blame you for this, Felger.
I watched it. I saw it. I said, fine. I give. Call me a Brad bot. Coaching matters. He's the guy. He's a big difference maker. Now, what?
And then they blew game seven against the Cavs.
What happened to all you people? Where are you? Where's the Brad Stevens defense team?
Dude, it's a great point. Again, it just goes to show you that there's a difference between coaching a team that can get to 52 wins and be the little engine that could, and that the Indiana Pacers. I always say it that way.
Here's what happened to all the Brad bots.
Yeah.
And again, that is Stevens washing his mouth
right,
out with soap.
Because he told the referee to go F it last night.
Right, his wife was very angry.
Kyrie, Freudian slip. Kyle in Boston. Go ahead, Kyle.
That is some A-plus gurgling right there. Mm-hmm. So my whole thing is that when Hayward was signed, he basically, like, Ainge kind of hedged his bet with signing Kyrie and Kyrie's ability to be mercurial and might leave. And then the fact that Hayward's here and he's here for 5 years and all these guys are going to come up and their contracts are going to come up, like, where's the money? Where's the playing time? How can they prove themselves in the court? You know, that kind of stuff. And then all that kind of, like, all that tension basically spilled over onto the court.
Oh, Kyle, there's no question about it. But you blame Ainge for it?
I think Ainge kind of was covering his bet. And it was kind of like a little, like a... experiment, like, hey, if this works, it's going to be great. And everybody at the beginning of the year was like, this is going to be awesome.
So listen, I don't think it was an experiment. I think he was trying to acquire talent, which is all that is in that league. That league's different. You know, the NFL is, you got to have guys who are tough and smart and buy in and disciplined, and it's not all talent in the NFL. It's not all about talent in hockey or baseball, maybe. I don't know. But those other sports, there's other factors. In basketball, it really is just about the horses. Mm-hmm. It's about the talent. So Danny was just acquiring talent. I have a hard time blaming him. And now, look, we all said, I did, there's only one thing that could trip this team up other than injuries, and that is mouths to feed and that sort of thing. Egos and shots and do they all get along and all fill their role? Like, that's sort of a dynamic we have to see. I never thought it would do this.
Me neither.
I thought it would show up on the edges and they wouldn't quite get there because they would hit a bump in the road and maybe be a 2 seed and have to travel to Toronto for the East Finals. Like that was the extent of I thought the problem would be. I didn't think it would tear the team apart and they'd be a effing 5 seed in the East with all that talent. That is insane. That's not Ainge's fault. That's the players and Stevens secondarily not being able to control it.
I mean, it's an unwillingness to sacrifice on the part of the individuals. That's what it is. They just don't want, they're not willing to give up a little bit for the greater good. They just, they're not capable of it.
The dynamic of Kyrie's free agent year, I think, can't be overlooked because it wasn't this bad last year with Kyrie. Before he got hurt, it was functional. It's a hardworking team. They fulfilled the potential both before and after Kyrie was there. They, you know, they went on a great one without him, but they were really good with him. And none of these things really came up. They're coming up now because you got one foot out the door anyway, buddy. Why should I listen to you? And Kyrie sure as hell ain't sacrificing for the team. It is obvious. When he skips games before the All-Star break, then plays in the All-Star game, like, woof. That is just, they said it at the time, that is lousy, man. And then they come back and immediately lose three straight. Like, what do you think's going on there?
Oh, yes, there's no doubt. And again, and at the same time, remember, he's not committed to the team. They were drafted here. They want to stay here. And you have Anthony Davis rumors. So it's like, so wait a minute. This guy's not committed to the team, and you'll let him do whatever he wants.
Plus, you're about to trade our ass out of here.
Right.
So
I am committed to the team, and you're going to trade me away?
Yes, right. That whole thing. That whole free agent year, it has to be a huge factor in
that. I mean, there's, it's a very, and they're not the only ones suffering from it, by the way. It is becoming a little kind of an NBA problem. Like, the players and LeBron want all the power. The Lakers are a mess. Golden State's a mess because they all think that, you know, internally now, that Durant's leaving.
So the mess is relative. I mean, the second best record in the league.
Of course. So, but my point is that it's going to come apart there. They might win it again, but you also have more veteran players who can sort of put up with the distraction. These guys can't. They don't have the emotional capacity at some of these guys at the stage of their careers that they are to be able to handle this.
Okay, so there's your Celtics hour. We'll let you weigh in on the Celts. Next hour, we'll reset a little bit of our Bruins thoughts, our Kraft discussion as well on the board. You can weigh in on whatever you want. We'll come back and talk about, to me, the best sign for the Bruins last night. Sort of the anti-Celtics. The way they're carrying themselves.
Contrast is striking last night, wasn't it?
And their leader, what their leader did last night versus what the Celtics leader is doing. A little juxtaposition there. 90 seconds, no commercials. We're right back.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information. Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.